This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Voting is in progress for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Moderate polling has been reported so far from different constituencies. 49 parliamentary constituencies spread over 6 states and 2 union territories are being covered in this phase. These include 14 seats in Uttar Pradesh, 13 in Maharashtra, 7 in West Bengal, 5 each in Odisha and Bihar, 3 in Jharkhand, along with 1 each in union territories of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. Polling is also taking place in Odisha for the second phase of assembly elections for 35 constituencies. Voting started at 7 this morning and will conclude at 6 in the evening. Our correspondents touring different constituencies report long queues of voters at differing polling booths. Special enthusiasm is seen among youth and women voters. 695 candidates are in the fray in this phase. Prominent candidates whose fate is being decided today include BJP leaders and union ministers Rajnath Singh, Piyush Goyal and Smriti Irani, Congress leaders Rahul Gandhi and KL Sharma, Umar Abdullah of the National Conference and Chirag Paswan of LJP Ram Vilas. The Election Commission has made all arrangements for smooth and transparent polling. Over 9,47,000 officials have been deployed across 94,732 polling stations. Facilities like water, sheds, ramps, volunteers and wheelchairs are available at the polling booths. So far, polling for 379 parliamentary constituencies across 23 states and UTs has concluded, recording a total voter turnout of nearly 67%. Campaigning has intensified for the remaining two phases of Lok Sabha elections. Senior political leaders are crisscrossing the states, holding public meetings and roadshows to garner support for their parties. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is holding multiple rallies in Odisha and West Bengal today. In Odisha, Mr. Modi addressed public meetings at Dhenkanal and Cuttack. Mr. Modi said, "Cuttack is one of the oldest existing cities in India and is the hub of modern education." He said the city is a catalyst for increasing the capabilities and capacities for Bharat in order to make it a developed nation. He promised to increase the minimum support price of rice crop from 2,200 to 3,100 rupees per quintal if voted to power in the state. The Prime Minister appealed to the voters to come forward for a change of government in Odisha that can lead the state on the path of prosperity. Prime Minister Modi also led a 2-kilometer-long roadshow in the holy town of Puri this morning. Later in the day, the Prime Minister will address public meetings at Jhargram and Tamluk in West Bengal. Odisha Chief Minister and BJD Supremo Naveen Patnaik is also scheduled to hold a mega roadshow and a series of public meetings this evening. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah held a rally at Karnal in Haryana today. Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav is scheduled to address 3 public meetings at Dumaria Ganj, Sant Kabir Nagar and Basti in Uttar Pradesh. Nearly 24% voter turnout was recorded in the fifth phase of Lok Sabha polls. Polling percentage in states include West Bengal nearly 33%, Uttar Pradesh nearly 28%, Jharkhand over 26%, Ladakh nearly 28%, Jammu and Kashmir, Odisha and Bihar over 21%, and Maharashtra nearly 16%. In view of severe heat wave conditions in the state, school for classes nursery to 8 have been closed in Ghaziabad and Noida of Uttar Pradesh. In Noida, school will be closed till further orders, while school will be shut in Ghaziabad till the 25th of this month. In an order, the district education departments directed all education boards, including Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, ICSE, Uttar Pradesh Madhyamik Shiksha Parishad, and others to strictly follow the order. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi, Foreign Minister Hussein Amir Abdullahian, and a group of officials accompanying them have died in a helicopter crash in northwestern Iran. Quoting Iranian Red Crescent Society President, IRNA news agency said the wreckage of the helicopter was found and there was no sign of life at the crash site. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that he is deeply saddened and shocked by the tragic demise of the President of Iran, Dr. Sayed Ibrahim Raisi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said his contribution to strengthening India-Iran bilateral relationship will always be remembered. The Prime Minister said India stands with Iran in this time of sorrow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.